Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Montgomery man has been charged with capital murder for last Friday's shooting on Sumter Avenue. Janelle Travis, age 27, arrested for the death of Rebecca Quillen, age 73. Travis also charged with attempted murder of an unarmed man who he shot in the face. Both victims shot during a burglary. It was a woman. Richard DeVorn Johnson got in a fight with Robert Lewis in the 4800 block of Parktown Way. Lewis was killed. Johnson, who was previously charged back in March with discharging a firearm into a vehicle, well, he shot Lewis multiple times. He's in the detention center under $150,000 bond. And there's an old saying, people will steal anything. Apparently, two white males dressed in shorts and blue shirts stole items from the Hobby Lobby on East Chase Parkway. Apparently, the two were really hard up for some glitter and glue. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The Home Depot has discovered an amazing anti-aging formula for your walls. Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint, interior and exterior, starting at just $29.98 a gallon. Behr's formula provides superior stain-blocking coverage, keeping walls looking newer, longer. It's not the fountain of youth, unless you're a wall. Behr Premium Plus Ultra, starting at just $29.98 a gallon, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jared Kushner made a statement to reporters from the White House.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Democrats are working to rebrand their party in the form of a new economic agenda. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the agenda is devoted to popular ideas.
It is going to be totally focused on working people.
An American student detained in China for a week has now been released. Guthrie McLean allegedly injured a taxi driver who was roughing up his mother, Jennifer, during a fair dispute.
In Switzerland, a man with a chainsaw attacked and injured five people, two seriously.
Suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Officials in Japan have sent a robot into the radioactive Fukushima nuclear power plant.
The Bush Beans Company is voluntarily recalling three types of its baked beans.
The vehicle has hit a group of pedestrians in the tiny city of Alchester, that's south of Sioux Falls.
At least 10 residences have been confirmed lost in a huge range fire in Montana.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 130 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello. low.
80 degrees outside. Kind of off and on rain. I'll get these little alerts, flood warnings and all this kind of stuff. And I look outside and it'll be just sprinkling here.
Yes.
So I don't know what's going on here. 272-9228, first time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine gift basket. Two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
Absolutely. Senate is looking at having a vote on the health care, the procedural vote on the health care up and down, whether they're going to be able to introduce it to the floor and then make amendments to it. So we're waiting to see what that vote is going to be like. We're also waiting on Senator McCain to show up. I'm going to make a prediction when he shows up is going to be standing ovations for him. And when he comes out on the floor and everything, it's going to be a big deal.
Oh, sure.
And how long he's going to be there is going to be an interesting topic also. Well,
and folks could tell I was very emotional on the day that was announced that John had this particular form of brain cancer. And I'd say, you know, live life how you want to in the Senate when you can. And so that's what McCain wants, and that's what he loves. Go for it. But I stand by what I said earlier and last week is he's going to have to make some very difficult decisions, and I think political decisions are the least important ones.
The I thought it was kind of cute, the photographs that they've had with Meghan McCain and sitting on the side after a hike and then down in a river in Arizona after a hike, cooling off his feet. And people have been taking pictures of it. He's wearing this kind of funky hat, and I'm not sure what the deal is with that. It's going to be I'm looking forward to kind of seeing him. We're going to get into a lot of information, particularly about Jeff Sessions, and I have a poll up on my my website, danmorrisshow.com, to ask you whether you think Trump is pressuring Jeff Sessions to resign, and should he resign, yes, no. So two questions up on the poll, danmorrisshow.com. Is that Rhea?
Indeed.
Wow, from my Elmore County Humane Society, Rhea. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you for asking me to come on.
Oh, absolutely. What's on your mind today?
Oh, we got a big, fun, one of our big events this Friday night, the 28th of July, is our Wags and Whiskers auction.
Yeah?
And, yep, that the doors open at 6 o'clock. It's at the Wind Creek Entertainment Center, you know, where they have the concerts.
Yep.
And it's an item where we'll have 300 to 400 items that people can do silent bidding on, or we'll also have some live auction. There's food. There's two cash bars. This is our 12th year for our silent auction.
That is outstanding. Tell us some of the things that are will be on the silent auction.
There's a little bit of something for everybody. There's artwork. There might be some jewelry. I need to look. There's pet items. In the live auction, you're going to find like a Talladega package. It's awesome. For October, it's Saturday and Sunday. You got behind the, you know, pit passes, all kinds of neat stuff. Three different hotel packages, Point Clear, Renaissance up in Muscle Shoals in Birmingham. So there is a lot of good stuff that people can bid on.
That is outstanding. Well, you've got some great connections, particularly the Talladega one. I think that one will be very popular.
Yes, that one will be. Now, you do have to attend the auction. We're not, we don't have the ability to do online or call in or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the doors will open at 6 o'clock. It's $25 a person to come in.
What is that?
You'll get fed.
What do you get for the $25?
Well, the Wind Creek is doing the food for us. So I can guarantee you, you will not, spend that evening hungry. You're going to be full. They always put out a great spread of food. There will be two cash bars. That's new for us. But since we're over here, we can have that.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Ziggy will be our master of ceremony. And we just have a lot of fun. It's a longer evening. It starts at 6, and it'll kind of go as long as it goes as we're watching all the bidding and what people are doing. The live auction will probably get rolling around 7 o'clock, and that'll go for 45 minutes to an hour. Silent bidding goes on throughout the whole evening.
And for the audience, one of the easiest places to kind of get in and out of is Wind Creek Casino, because they have valet parking, and then just normal regular parking that's up in the deck is just a short little walk into the casino. Now, which room are you in? Are you in what I would call the ballroom?
That's off to the we're over what's called the entertainment center, you know, the old original part of the casino, and now where they hold the concerts. So over next to the gas station.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and actually the parking lot right across from that will be there for us and all of our events. But, you know, ask people to be careful crossing the road, of course, and we're just going to have a great time.
Well, good luck with this. Give them the time and date and price again, and how do they get tickets?
Sure. This Friday, the 28th of July, at the Wind Creek Entertainment Center is the Wags and Whiskers auction. The doors open at 6 o'clock. You can get tickets at the shelter. They're $25 a person, or you can get them at the door on Friday night. We will have plenty there to sell.
Well, good luck with it. I know you're going to do well, as always, and thanks for calling in today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Supporting the Omo County Humane Society. Guys, go take them up on this thing. They always have a really good time. Great group of people, by the way. I know a bunch of people who attend that event. Okay, so the main thing that's happening out here, and that is the Jeff Sessions issue. It certainly dominated all of the news today. Can you move over to the 25th for me?
No problem.
It certainly dominated the news all this morning, and it feels, I'll be honest with you folks, this doesn't feel good to me. It feels, it's very awkward. As I said, I have up on my website, danmarshow.com, a poll asking, do you think that that Donald Trump is trying to pressure Jeff Sessions into resigning, and do you think, second question is, do you think that Jeff Sessions should resign? So let's start out here with Margaret Brennan talking about Sessions.
President Trump is taking aim again this morning at his own Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. The president tweeted, quote, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails and DNC servers and intel leakers? Margaret Brennan is at the White House.
The president is publicly attacking Attorney General Jeff Sessions as weak and accusing the deputy FBI director of corruption. Extraordinary charges that he's leveled in a stream of tweets.
Mr. President, should Jeff Sessions resign?
Asked about Sessions yesterday, the president did not answer. But the attorney general has been the focus of the president's ire ever since Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation back in March. Mr. Trump told the New York Times that move was, quote, very unfair to the president. And yesterday on Twitter, he referred to Sessions as the beleaguered AG for failing to investigate Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so that is one of the setups. Now, Margaret then blends her story back into Jared Kushner and in Russia. So let me kind of go into a little bit different direction here. Excuse me. Newt is talking about Sessions here. And what should, what's the spin on Sessions? Let's listen in.
This president never sends mixed messages. So I read that as he is sending not a mixed message, but a clear message to the attorney general. Do you think he's saying you need to go?
Well, no, I think what he's saying is exactly what his message says. He's saying that you have the Clinton Foundation, you have the swap for uranium with the Russians, you have millions of dollars coming out of a secret Canadian foundation that was funded by the Russians, you have Bill Clinton getting a $500,000 speech in Moscow. You down the list, I think what he's saying is, why isn't there a parallel investigation? And I think, frankly, that if Sessions, who's not recused on that issue, were to announce that they were going to investigate what did happen, you'd see a little bit of a relaxation. This whole thing is now so totally one-sided and basically a witch hunt. And you saw that a little bit yesterday. I mean, there were people suggesting that a clerical error, which was fixed within 12 hours, was somehow comparable to the Nixon 19-minute tape erasing.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of insanity that the president has faced every single day. And I think he's lashing out because he thinks that the current system is so totally one-sided that somehow it's got to be fixed. And I suspect that's why he brought in Scaramucci, to have a fighter who's going to push very hard to reset what the story is.
So basically what Newt Gingrich is saying, and I wanted to try to bring all sides of the equation into you, to you on this, is he's saying, well, what Trump is really doing is communicating to Jeff Sessions, this is what you should be doing. Now, I don't agree with that, but I'm trying to show you both sides of the angle. I think when you use terms like beleaguered attorney general, that's not trying to urge somebody. That's kind of trying to basically kind of slap him around a little bit.
See, and I think this message isn't necessarily meant for Jeff Sessions, all these tweets. I think Trump's trying to talk to his base and get the base to turn on Jeff Sessions. So when he gets or wants to get rid of him, it isn't some big political fallout with his followers.
Well, from the very beginning, and before Jeff Sessions got into office, it was always an investigation of the investigation. I think what he's doing is he's picking up that mantra and blaming Jeff Sessions for
yes.
it, when it's really you need a new FBI director in there to do it. So let me do this. Let me go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to play some more things in this Jeff Sessions. Would love to get your opinion on this. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Hold on to your butt.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It happens every summer. Baseball fans relish the opportunity to see a new crop of rising stars, while car enthusiasts relish the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan, winner of a Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Auto Tech Award. Lease the 2017 E300 sports sedan for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
The monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Inc. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
It's that time of year again. The mosquitoes are coming back.
The River Region is known for its pesky mosquito. We've all heard the late-night mosquito truck driving through the neighborhood spraying to try to calm the mosquito population. But that's all it does. It calms it down. They don't drive where you spend most of your time, your backyard. Well, I have a solution for you. Mosquito Terminators. They apply a repellent every 21 days that virtually eliminates all mosquitoes in your yard. Imagine sitting outside and never having to worry about mosquitoes. Have a pool? You need Mosquito Terminators. Cook a lot? Mosquito Terminators. Have kids and you want them to enjoy playing outside? Mosquito Terminators. How do you get these guys on your side? Call LeVon at 513-2940. That's 513-2940. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To some, it looks like he's saying, hey, Jeff Sessions, you recused yourself. I didn't agree with that. That was last week. This week it is, hey, why not investigate Hillary Clinton? But, Mr. Speaker, a lot of people... shortly after he was elected president, we heard the president say, you know what, I'm not going to go after her, the Clintons, because they have suffered enough. Sure. And they went, oh, they're not going to go after her and him and all the other people involved in the campaign who might have broken the law. And now it sounds like the president wants a do-over on that idea.
Well, look, the president's now had 6 months of watching the establishment go after him relentlessly, dishonestly, with a whole series of falsehoods. And he's saying, wait a second, you know, if we're going to attack Don Jr. for one 15-minute meeting, what about the fact that her campaign chairman's brother was the registered lobbyist for a Russian bank?
Sure.
What about the fact that they had this uranium deal while she was Secretary of State? I mean, in a sense, the left has brought on itself, creating an environment in which it is now totally reasonable to go back and reopen the whole Clinton Foundation story and ask, if we want to look at Russian influence, there was a lot more money going to the Clintons by any standard than anybody has even begun to allege in any way affected the Trump operation, particularly since nobody's found anything yet that affected the Trump operation. To the, you know, Andy McCarthy, who's a great former prosecutor in the Justice Department, keeps writing pieces where he says, there's no crime here. How can Mueller be an independent counsel when they have yet to define a single crime?
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Craig. Craig, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joe. How are y'all doing today?
We're good.
Good. Listen, man, I mean, I've been listening to news today, and I don't really know where to start. I mean, I got several questions I'm going to bring up to you, and maybe you can figure them out and answer them and give me an explanation. Number one, Sessions has pretty well been supporting Crum before Crum was anything. And now he comes on criticizing. I saw a thing on Fox News Network this afternoon that said that Trump said that he was upset with Sessions because he wasn't looking at the investigation of Hillary and her connection with Russia. Well, that brings up the deal is, wouldn't you think when Trump first hired him, he would have said, you know, the first thing I want you to do is look at the evidence against Hillary. And if so, I don't really understand why he's bringing that up in the news. If the man didn't do what he told him to do, he needs to fire him. But I'm going to say I like Sessions, too. This whole thing is kind of, to me, is bizarre with Trump. If you don't like Sessions, fire him, not sit there on the TV network and criticize. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. This is my personal take of it. I think he's trying to get him to resign so we won't have to fire him. Because I think firing him would have a big blow up among some people, particularly some conservatives that are out there, and particularly some senators.
Yeah. Well, and if that's the case, I think a little bit less of Trump than I did before.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
he is his boss, and if he thinks he needs to fire him, he needs to fire him.
Well, going back to your original concept, before Sessions was even voted on as Attorney General, I was told point blank and clearly that one of the first things that's going to happen in Department of Justice that Jeff Sessions is going to do is going to do an investigation of the investigation. So that meant at that time it was going to be Comey. Now, Comey gets fired, and they're doing some kind of checking around in there, and then Jeff Sessions recuses himself. Rosenstein comes on board. You know, remember, Rosenstein was a kind of a delayed reaction, and it took Sessions a while to get on board, to get actually voted on. And so by the time all that had happened, there's so much had happened, and Comey did his thing that got basically a special prosecutor, and I personally believe Comey did that so there would not be an investigation of the investigation, because I think that Comey's going to be found that he did some things wrong and bad.
Sure.
And so Trump is frustrated with Sessions because in Trump's mind, if you wouldn't have recused yourself, then all this wouldn't be happening, and we wouldn't have a Mueller, and we would have had Comey exactly where we wanted him. We would have fired him, and we could have gotten in and dealt with that operation.
Sure. Okay, well, now I got a second question for you, if I can.
Sure.
Number one, if Sessions resigned, if he doesn't resign, do you think he'll be fired?
That's a great question. This is Dan Morris' opinion. Everything I've read on what Donald Trump is saying, and when you read it in sequence and you go through it, I think he's just trying to belittle Jeff Sessions and to get him to resign. I think that if Jeff Sessions resigns or if he fires him, I think Donald Trump knows that's going to be a problem. That is problematic for him because it's going to look like you're removing Jeff Sessions to put your guy in there, and your guy's going to go in and take over the operation of Mueller or put a lot of pressure on Mueller.
Okay, well, let me ask you one more question if I can.
Sure.
If that happens and when that happens, do you think, you know, and the rumor is he's going to appoint either Cruz or Giuliani to the position?
Both of those have said that is not true. We have a report that has both of those items in it. We had mentioned that actually last week, by the way.
So who do you think it might be then?
Well, I don't know. There's some interesting people that could be in there. Trey Gowdy could be one, but I'm not sure how Trey Gowdy would view investigation and oversight of the investigation. He certainly wouldn't have anything. He wouldn't have to recuse himself for any reason.
Sure.
That could be an interesting one. Excuse me. Another interesting one could be the one that is his attorney, his personal attorney, who just basically stepped out of the Russia issue. And that kind of surprised some people, but his personal attorney stepped out, and was the reason that he stepped out is so he could step in as Attorney General.
Yeah. Dan, I appreciate it. I love your show. And those questions that I had, like I say, I'm really kind of mystified with the whole thing, but hopefully it'll work out for the best of this country, and I just don't hope it will. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Craig. Let me go to Scott Simmons. Scott Simmons, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Dan. How's it going, bud?
Doing good.
What about this option?
Mm-hmm.
Promote Jeff Sessions to a different position. To a federal judge, to a Supreme Court, when that comes. I mean, just sort of push him into a promotion rather than a demotion.
Well, a federal judge would be a step down for him. He loves his job, and I actually had some conversations with people who are around Jeff Sessions, and I'm kind of reluctant to share that because I don't want to get the audience over involved in this right now. But a judgeship would be a step down. A Supreme Court appointment would not be good because of Jeff Sessions' age. You do not want to appoint someone his age.
There you go.
Because what you're talking about is, you know, maybe able to serve 10 years at best.
Maybe an ambassadorship. But, you know, there's a way to show love to him because he's injured himself in this, in his service to the president. And as much as we love Jeff Sessions, we don't want to see him hurt for sure. But if Trump can find a way to promote him, or at least not fire it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I can tell you something. I will share this with you. Jeff Sessions loves his job. He loves being attorney general. He has loved it from day one. It's something he's aspired to. And it's the only reason he would leave the U.S. Senate is to be the attorney general.
There you go. Well, and he could always be our senator again. But
well, the problem is, that toothpaste is out of that tube now.
Yeah.
Because the only way that could happen is Luther Strange would have to step down and the governor would have to appoint him there, but then you have an election that's been called. What do you do? Call the election off on August the 15th?
That's a crazy mess. But
it is.
Well, and some folks, especially with this special election going on, are saying, making a lot of hay out of the idea that, the voters are going to regret voting for Trump. Maybe not with the voters. I haven't seen that yet. But for some of the people working for Donald, they're regretting it. Live by the Trump, die by the Trump.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Marsh Show, Papa B, Ritz, two of my favorites coming up.
Just the other side of the border. He was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave.
Dan Morris Show.
We started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting.
Start your morning out right with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Senators are getting ready to vote on whether to begin debate on a healthcare overhaul.
We can move one step closer to sending legislation to the president for his signature.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking before that key vote. A second day on Capitol Hill for the president's son-in-law and senior White House advisor, Jared Kushner.
Fox News has learned that unlike yesterday, Kushner is meeting with members of Congress on the panel. Yesterday, he met with Senate staffers, not lawmakers. He spoke to reporters after the session.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
President Trump tweeted his support for Kushner this morning, saying he did well yesterday, adding, witch hunt.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland. And in Texas, a revived bathroom bill targeting transgender people is being debated by state senators. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, hi, everybody. Clouds will dominate much of the time today, but there'll be some sun breaks. And again, today, showers and thunderstorms will be rather numerous, especially this afternoon and this evening. And you know the drill. Not every single town gets one. High 89. Some of the storms could still be around during the nighttime hours. Overnight, low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Scattered afternoon storms. 40% coverage, roughly. High in the low 90s. Then about a 30 to 40% chance both Thursday and Friday. Low to mid-90s both days. And storms increase in coverage on Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings and 10-day forecasts and hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway for computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See High-Tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You guys are loading them up here. I really want to get your opinion. Sometimes let's go to the phones and go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you, my friend?
Good.
Well, I'm not. I'm disgusted. Mm. I'm absolutely disgusted with the Republican Party. And I don't appreciate what Donald Trump is doing to my former senator. If I would hate to be Donald Trump's attorney, because for somebody that's so innocent, why is he acting so guilty? Just by being disturbed about Jeff Sessions' refusal indicates that he's guilty of something.
Well, let me kind of give it to you the way I'm learning it, is that in Donald Trump's mind is that none of this would be happening if Jeff Sessions would not have recused himself. And we know that Jeff Sessions recused himself because that was, in Jeff Sessions' mind, the right thing to do. And that's the honorable guy he is. Donald Trump is a street fighter, and he knew that those guys were going to come after him and were trying to get Jeff Sessions to recuse himself. That was the point of the whole thing. And then when... you know, you got the special, you fired Comey, got the special prosecutor. All of this, in Donald Trump's mind, goes back to Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions is now an obstacle in the way, in the direction he wants to go. And Donald Trump doesn't like obstacles. We love Jeff Sessions, but the problem is he's got a big old target on him right now.
Well, because Donald Trump created that target. Now, Jeff Sessions stepped out of the way because he felt like he had to, because he helped him on his campaign. He wouldn't have if he didn't help him on his campaign. But Donald Trump, there's a good chance he wouldn't even be in office if Jeff Sessions hadn't legitimized him initially at the beginning of his campaign. Because Jeff Sessions carries a lot of weight in this country because of his solid, conservative, honorable positions he's had his entire career. And Donald Trump saw that. And he was glad to use that, but now that he's through with him, and now that he feels like this is an impediment to him being free of this Russian deal, he's wanting to get rid of him and throw him in the dustbin. Well, let me tell you something. You can't stop what's already started. And using Jeff Sessions as a scapegoat because of their poor messaging and controlling this Russian deal is absolutely wrong. And it's wrong at the top of their voice, and it disgusts me, absolutely disgusts me. And not only does that turn me against Donald Trump, it makes me an enemy of him if he continues down this road.
I'm not sure if I agree that Donald Trump is president because of Jeff Sessions. Donald Trump was doing pretty damn good before Jeff Sessions stepped in on the line.
That last thing you said, though, Ritz, is, I think, something Trump himself is concerned about. I think that's why he's doing this in public. He's trying to change the minds of people who supported him. But it's also, I think, as you just said, it could backfire in a big way.
Why does acting guilty change anyone's mind?
I disagree with the concept of acting guilty. I think what his problem is that, as I said, when he goes back to the beginning of time, if Jeff Sessions would not have recused himself, we wouldn't be where we are right now. And if Jeff Sessions steps down and he appoints another attorney general then who has totally clean hands, he doesn't have to recuse himself, and now he's in charge of the entire, he or she is in charge of the entire department.
Well, there's some of us that feel like that, well, if you're innocent, there's no way you can be found guilty, so why are you worried about it?
Because,
going about your business of running the country.
Because what happens is all the discussion that happens out there in all these news stories is Russia collusion Trump. And in his mind, that would not have been the case if we wouldn't have, you would have been able to fight it if you had an attorney general who was in charge in stopping that from happening. Now everything's changed because of Comey firing, because of Mueller, and because of Rosenstein coming in so late to the deal.
Well, I'm sure Jeff Sessions didn't sign up to be a scapegoat, and I sure didn't want to relinquish him as my senator to be
again, I think you're looking at this wrong. If you're thinking that he's making Jeff Sessions a scapegoat, he's not making Jeff Sessions a scapegoat. He's looking at the problem that this is internally. They're looking at the problem that all this got to is because of one thing in their mind, and that's because he recused himself. And I think he's trying to pressure him to get stepped down, and by doing that, then he gets to appoint an AG, and then he gets a do-over.
I'd stay on just to spite him.
And, and that's going to be the interesting thing, is Jeff Sessions going to do that and make him fire him? Because if he fires Jeff Sessions, now it's a whole different ballgame. That's some bad baloney on Donald Trump's plate.
Well, that just shows you what his intent is. Brother Dan, I respectfully disagree with you, but, you know, I respect your opinion.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate you. Let's go to Iva. Iva, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How is everybody there?
We're doing good.
Good. Okay, I pretty much agree with the previous caller. Well, not everything he said, but a lot of it. My thinking is that I'm not sure that Donald Trump understands the people in the South, and it was Jeff Sessions who brought the South in for him. There is such a difference, and I know you've traveled a lot. I lived in Europe, and I've traveled.
When you say Jeff Sessions brought in the South for him, you got to remember the South Carolina primary. Donald Trump won and slashed and burned everything.
Right.
Then you had Jeff Sessions after that endorse Donald Trump.
Right.
And then you had Then you had the March primary here in Alabama, which he won handedly. I think he would have won it handedly whether Jeff Sessions was on board or not. I think Jeff Sessions added some quote gravitas to it, but that's about it.
Okay. Well, possibly. What I'm saying is, I'm not sure if Donald Trump understands the people in the South. There's a huge difference. It's almost like two different countries. If you go back and think about the citizens in the Northeast, and I've had a lot of friends from up there, and lived in Europe, you know, and most of our friends were from the Northeast and Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. But I think he expects somebody to be like him, and that's the sign of narcissism. And that's what I think. I never did like him, but I liked what he said. And if this thing with Sessions, I'm not sure he understands how Southern people are.
It doesn't matter, Iva.
Well, no. He's going to do what he's going to do. But what I'm saying is, he wants somebody that's a bombastic Yankee, and these South people are not like that.
Well,
that's all I see.
What he wants is somebody to stand up. And there are a whole bunch of people, including Judge Napolitano and a whole bunch of other folks, who said Jeff Sessions shouldn't have recused himself.
Well, he's a Southern gentleman, and that's what I'm trying to say. Southern people are very smart.
Iva,
Look at his name.
It doesn't matter that you're a Southern gentleman. It matters whether you're a team player in Trump's mind.
I understand. I think Sessions did that to take a stepping stone away from Trump. By doing that, he figured he would take away anything that would hurt Trump.
I agree. I think that Jeff Sessions' intention was very honorable and good. I think what he did is he missed the calculus of the street fighting Democrats that are willing to take Donald Trump, and they wanted him badly, and Jeff Sessions was supposed to have been the rear guard for him. Iva, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie, welcome aboard.
Hey, well, I like both Trump and Sessions, but I have differ on a few issues with both of them. And I believe that, you know, anyone in his position, if there's the slightest inkling of impropriety or conflict of interest, absolutely they should recuse. That's the way I think it should be everywhere. Now, Trump has got an agenda that he wants to get done. But if Sessions resigns or loses his position there, this could play out very well for the state of Alabama. Maybe you would consider it a step down, but I think if Sessions wanted it, he would be a shoo-in at the next governor's race and do a heck of a job as a governor of Alabama.
Whoa, give him applause. I haven't even thought about that angle. Have not even thought about that angle. He could come back and be a damn good chief executive of the state of Alabama.
I mean, I heard all these screams over on Goat Hill just now.
Fast Eddie, good job. That Fast Eddie, man, you may have just kind of swerved into something. That's interesting. Good job, Fast Eddie.
Thanks.
Thinking where no other man has been thought before.
That bombastic Yankee kicked me out, but I'm back home. Let's make Alabama great again.
I know when he's talking about ambassadors, he said, what do you want to be, ambassador of L.A., Lower Alabama? Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, this whole mess has just got me about mad at everybody, really. You know, I don't like the fact that Sessions recused himself. I don't think that he should have. You know, I love Jeff Sessions, but I just, you know, the whole idea that you can sort of avoid fighting with the Democrats by, you know, ceding some ground here or there is just kind of ridiculous. You're going to fight them. You're going to fight them here, or you're going to fight them over yonder. It's not that we want to fight or that you want to fight. They are going to fight you, and you're going to have to fight. And so I think that's the whole point that Trump was trying to kind of portray here. Look, you can't run from this. It's going to happen. And so, you know, the idea that you can get out of it by recusing yourself is sort of ridiculous. So if I were Sessions, I would say, okay, well, look, I'm going to unrecuse myself.
There you go.
Under certain circumstances, and the first circumstance I'd say is this: if old Mulehead doesn't wrap it up and get off the pot right away, show us what you got or shut up and get out of there. You're not going to expand this stupid program from now on, being, you know, a drawn out blade in the back of the presidency. You're going to show us what you got and you're going to move on. And if you don't, then I'm going to unrecuse myself and I'm going to fire your sorry, worthless hide. So I think that's what Sessions ought to do. I also think Trump ought to stop doing this in public, for heaven's sakes. You don't just knock about your friends and allies right in the middle of broad daylight. If you want to say something to them, draw them into the back room and say something to them, you know. I guess he's trying to get him out. Is it gonna happen? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've talked to people in several different operations, Senate offices, House offices, and executive branch kind of offices, people who know Jeff Sessions. I talked to a lot of different folks. Let's say Sessions is trying to wear the best face he can right now. He is determined to do his job.
Yeah.
And he's just going to keep doing his job.
Well, I think he's got the, you know, backbone and the fortitude to go on in spite of, you know, any kind of disagreement or public outcry that the president might make. I don't think that he'd be swayed by that ordinarily. He's already offered his resignation, so Trump wants him to resign, all he has to do is call him up and tell him he accepts. You know, it's not like this whole thing has been unknown.
Papa B, just shows you how smart you are. I said the exact same thing, and the response I got is, well, he didn't actually offer a resignation. But I thought the exact same thing. I thought the exact same
thing. He did not? I thought he said he offered a resignation.
That kind of got backtracked. He said, you know, I will give it to you if you'd like. I think it was more.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's what I had heard, so I didn't know.
Yeah, but no, anyway, I reported that. And actually, the media reported it, too, later
well,
on.
Well, actually, I would presume that if Trump wanted his resignation, all he had to do was call him up. I don't think that that Sessions would have any problem giving him a resignation if Trump wants it.
Papa B, I got to go and get my quick break here. We're going to be right back, boys and girls. Damn our show. Right after this. With an old wooden floor. The old man inside selling dry goods. Has a smile on his face. Don't you notice?
talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I am what I am.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are.
Bad dream of what's your name? Looks like we're riding on the same train. If you don't,
let's head back to the phones so we can pick up some of these calls before our top of the hour break, and then we'll get back into some of the news coverage of this. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I didn't ever think I would disagree with Rich, but his statement that he would possibly not forgive Trump forever. All you got to do is look back at what we've had, you know, with Holder and Lynch. I mean, they've been savage, and they never stepped back from any position. They, you know, they. The thing is, we got to look at all the good that Trump's done on his own without any congressional help. You know, there's lists out there of about 40 accomplishments that he's accomplished, you know, security, the border, increasing manufacturing jobs, all kinds of things. Just look at the Dow up today, and there's...
And James, I've got all that. I think where the issue is happening here with Jeff Sessions is, will Alabamians take that personally?
Yeah. I think, you know, that we've had some tough attorney generals, probably not as many as you'd get from other states, but, you know, as far as being a Southern gentleman, I'd like to see him put a little of that Auburn Tiger or Alabama Crimson Tide, Fighting Tide in him, and, you know, get out there and, you know, act like he's 30 again. You know, get
You're
tough.
You're talking about Jeff Sessions.
Yes, sir. Get tough, you know. He's got that Alabama Crimson Tide in his blood. Get tough, and I don't think he's out. I think he's, I think he'll come back.
You think he can turn this around?
Oh, yeah. I think he can. Okay. I sure do.
Thanks, James. Let me go to the phones to go to St. James. St. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan!
Hey, St. James.
How's it going?
Doing good, man. We're limited amount of time, but what's up?
Oh, man, this is amazing. It took Donald Trump to become president for St. James to agree with T. Spears, Ritz, and Bobby A. Now, that's amazing.
And that's not a good gauge as far as the president's administration here. I can't see why people not coming to Jeff Sessions' aid here. I think his table turned, and Barack Obama had been supposed to be in cahoots with the Iranians, and they would want Eric Holder to resign. I mean, this is just amazing to me what's happening. Okay. You know, and with this juvenile behavior, with these tweets and all, he is his own worst enemy. And I'm just amazed at people that's continuing not to say so in opposition of it. I mean, the simple stuff that he's doing.
Okay.
It's messing himself up. You know, you always say it's the optics of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting. That's almost like the McCarthyism. Is anyone going to step up and say, do you have any shame? I mean, Joey, you touched on it sometimes, but I'm just waiting. Do you have any shame when it comes to your antics here? He's a political, he's a smart businessman, but he's a political ignoramus.
Okay.
That's all I got for now.
Thanks, St. James. Let me go to Flower Child. Flower Child, we have 2 minutes. Flower Child, are you there?
Flower Child, we just spoke. Did you mute yourself?
Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, real quick.
I'm 1,000% behind Donald Trump. I have no allegiance to Jeff Sessions. He's been in Congress too long, and he's proved now that he is siding with Congress. And I think the faster he goes, the better off our country will be.
Wow.
I feel Donald Trump's tweets are justified. They're not juvenile. I think he's smart as hell politically. That's just my opinion, gentlemen.
Interesting. So you think that Jeff Sessions has been in Congress too long, so that means he can't be a good attorney general?
No. He sided with Congress the minute he decided to recuse himself.
Why did he side with Congress? I mean, he wasn't siding with Congress. I think Jeff Sessions was doing what he thought was right. That wasn't siding with Congress. I think that was a total independent Jeff Sessions decision.
Well, I think his approach on the Justice Department is very unbalanced. And he's got some strange priorities. You know, there's some seizure of assets.
Yeah, the forfeiture thing, but that you don't hang your hat just on the forfeiture thing. I mean, it's the bigger picture of stuff. I got to go, Red Top. Newstone 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show. We're going to go to our top of the hour break and come back with your telephone calls right after this.
There'll be more pain in for a showdown.
The Dan Moore Show.